to 546. We'll just do a couple verses of this song. Top of the page. Anybody got any unspoken prayer requests? Uplift the hands tonight.
Amen, brother. In prayer, can you take the Lord in prayer tonight?
Heavenly Father, Lord, as we bow, God, Lord, Father, we guard for this day, God. Thank you, Lord, for your love, God, our mercy, Lord. I look for all that is your grace, Lord. Thank you, God, for your love, God.
have anything this evening? Okay. Well, I'm just going to invite the Hendersons, just a couple of them left.
Same. And I like it when the Holy Spirit touches me, especially as the song leader. Or I'm just sitting over there on the bench. I'm glad when He just lets me know what I've got inside of me, that other part of the Holy Spirit. And then it just warms me up.
Yeah.
I love the Lord.
Bless Him,
your heart, sisters.
Yeah, I'm glad.
When my soul was disturbed with sorrow,
yeah,
and my heart was burdened with sin, Jesus opened His arms,
yeah,
of mercy,
yeah,
and He tenderly took me.
Bye.
great fear fell on them.
Yeah.
But God said unto Moses, stretch your hand out on the sea. The waters he rolled back for them, he'll do the same for me.
I'm wading through deep waters trying to get home. Though the waves of sin they dash so high, sometimes I think I'm gone. But when I think I'm gone to sink, I'll raise my hands up high. That great big hand of God comes down and takes the whole lot. Walking on the sea, he looked around and saw the waves, and he began to sink. But Jesus heard his cry for help.
Yes.
Oh, my Lord, save me.
Yes.
He stretched forth his hand to him. He'll do the same for me.
I'm wading through deep waters trying to get home. Though the waves of sin they dash so high, sometimes I think I'm gone. But when I think I'm gone to sink, I'll raise my hands up high.
Sing on his way.
Bless her, Lord.
Bless her,
Lord. Anyway, Lord.
Yeah. Bless her, Lord.
Bless her, Lord.
No. second it. They say it's blessed.
Amen.
Say it's good to be back tonight in the house of the Lord.
Amen.
Good to feel His presence again tonight already, and that we've heard and felt. Thankful that the Lord can meet out with us from time to time.
Yes.
And that He wants to.
Right.
Even in the midst of who we are and the many times that we've failed Him, He'll still meet out with us. Ain't that something?
Right.
I know some folks that I've met along the journey that didn't like to be around me too much after I'd been around them just a little while, but the Lord seemingly comes back. All the time.
Yeah.
I'm thankful for that tonight, and I appreciate Him. Teddy asked us if we'd recuperated from last night. I have not. I've been tired all day. And the Lord knows all about that, but He's been so very good to me today. And thankful that He let me come back tonight. I love revival time. I love revival meeting.
Yes.
I love the people of God. I love the church of God. I love the Word of God. I love the Spirit of God.
Yes.
And all of it is precious to me. And that He would be mindful of me, a speck of dirt tonight. That's amazing. I've found in my journey and over the years that we've been traveling and preaching and pastoring and many places we've been in revival. The Lord's blessed us to preach here and there, and all across the state, in different places. And we've noticed a lot of people and met a lot of people. And it's not too hard for me to understand why He would save them. But it's very hard for me to understand why He would save me.
Yeah.
I know I've met some good people. And I said, Lord, I know why you saved them. That's some good people right there. But then I get to looking at self and I think, Lord, why in the world would you ever save somebody like me? But He did, and I'm thankful that He did. And I'm thankful to be counted among the living tonight. And I appreciate the goodness of the Lord. Asking Brother Teddy about his wife, and he said that she's done better this time with the treatment than she has any other time. Boy, that, I don't know about you, that done a little something for me. I said, Lord, thank you for answering prayer all over again. You say, you think you had something to do with that? I'm going to claim that I did. Whether you believe it or not, I'm going to say, thank you, Lord. I prayed that prayer. And thank you for answering it. He's been good to us. If we don't express our praise and thanksgiving at prayers that we... Hey, listen, it's okay to say, Lord, I prayed that and You answered it.
Yeah.
That's all right. That's why I think a lot of people's forgot that God has given us permission to stand up and praise Him for what He's done.
Yes.
All the way through the Scriptures, He teaches us to praise Him, to praise Him. And so that's what I want to do tonight. I praise His holy name and thankful tonight unto Him for what He's done for us. Being mindful unto us. If you have your Bibles and want to read with us, I'm going to read out the 118th Psalm tonight. Among other places, if the Lord let us get everywhere that we've got. The last couple of nights we've been hoofing it to get here. Seemed like that the first night's message, Sunday night's message, came to me a few weeks ago, and I thought I was going to preach it at the church, but it just kept lingering, and I knew that it was for Sunday night. But last night and tonight, the Lord didn't start working on us till it was about 15 minutes till time to come. And I just can't cut it off now when he starts giving it to me. And Kelly's telling me, hurry up now, we're going to be late, we're going to be late. And I said, well, we may just have to be a little late. I'm getting something right now and having to check these things out and different things and find where they're at in the Scriptures. And so, but anyway, you pray for us. We'll do the very best we can with what we feel like the Lord has laid on our hearts. It used to bother me a whole bunch when we would end up being a little late here or there. But I've learned just to obey the Lord first. He'll take care of everything else. And so you pray tonight, Psalm 118, very, very familiar scripture, no doubt, to many of us. You probably know this, the 117th Psalm is the shortest Psalm that we have. It's the shortest Psalm. And the 119th Psalm is the longest Psalm that we have. And it's the longest chapter in the Bible. And sandwiched in between the shortest and the longest is the 118th Psalm. And in the 118th Psalm, you'll find the middle of the Bible. The very center of the Bible. You'll find that in the 118th Psalm. And I want to read to you the 118th Psalm tonight. And I hope that it'll be a help to you. And a strength to you. I'll come back to the first portion, but I'll start tonight in the 18th verse, and we'll read a few verses. Like I said, it's my hope that the Lord will guide me back to the first portion and read all the way through there, but I just want to read this portion right now. The 118th Psalm, beginning in verse number 18, "The Lord hath chastened me sore, but he hath not given me over unto death. Open to me the gates of righteousness. I will go into them, and I will praise the Lord. This gate of the Lord into which the righteous shall enter, I will praise thee, for thou hast heard me, and art become my salvation. The stone which the builders refused is become the head of the stone of the corner. This is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. This is the day which the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it." Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, Lord, we bow again in Your presence tonight. God, we come just as humble as we know how to be, Lord, realizing tonight, God, that in ourselves, there's not anything that we can do. And, Lord, and even over the years that we've been traveling this journey, there have been a few times that we've tried to go that route and messed up in a mighty way. And, God, I don't even want to, Father, get close to that ground tonight. I'd like to get over in the place where, Father, we've been before, Lord, where that time You take over and God just guide us, Lord, through the Scriptures tonight, that You placed on our heart and that You brought to our mind, Lord, tonight I pray, God, one more time, You'd remove me out of myself, Lord, let me lose sight of who I am and where I'm at, that we might preach the everlasting gospel, one more time, strengthen us, God, I pray. For Your glory, Your honor, may You be high and lifted up tonight in this place. God, not at the sound of our praise. But Lord, may we show folks You crucified, buried and resurrected. Father, tonight, Lord, that if there's any here that's lost, that they'll come and be saved. If there's any backslid, God, tonight, that they'll get right with You. And those that have been walking according to Your word and Your way, Lord, help them to move up a little closer tonight. Bless again and have Your sweet, willing way in this place. Lord, and when it's all said, done, and accomplished, we'll bow again, we'll thank You, and we'll praise You. For it all, for we ask it in the lovely name of Jesus. And for Christ's sake, tonight we humbly pray. Amen and amen. You pray for us for just a few minutes sometimes.
we've experienced over the years. I sometimes feel like we get shot out of a cannon, and we just hit the ground running. And then sometimes it seems like that. We're that tortoise in the race. Slow and steady. But it's not always the same. I found when we're preaching. But tonight I just want to be obedient unto Him. Listen, if you don't hear from God, I thank God. Listen, that's what He told them over there on the mountain when they met out. Peter, James, and John was with them. And listen, they saw Moses and Elijah up on that mountain. Old Peter said, it's good for us to be here. Amen. And began to inquire about making a temple for Moses. And one for Elijah. And then they said, we'll even make one for you, Lord. Listen. I thank God. Jesus began to look a little different. I'm running Moses and Elijah faded back. Listen. It wasn't that they disappeared. They're still there, man. There's just one shining brighter than they was. Amen. Christ didn't do away with the law. He just fulfilled it, thank God. Amen. You listen. It's like the sun every day that we get up. How did you know that the stars are still shining just as bright as they did all night long? But the difference is that the sun comes out. Amen. And it shines brighter than all the stars. They didn't go nowhere. They're still there. But brother, they're just one shining brighter. Amen. That's what we're living in today. The brightness of His glory. Amen and amen. I thank God tonight. Brother, you listen. I'd like to try. My best to stay around that. Of the 19th verse that we read in your hearing. Where He said, after that the Lord had chastened him. And after that, he made the statement that God didn't give him over to death. This is what He said. Open to me the gates of righteousness. And I'll go into them. And I will praise the Lord. Amen. I won't preach tonight being inside the gate. Amen. If I can just a minute now, I don't know if I can. I thank God. I run when the Lord began to move upon me. There's the hell. I didn't know if I was going to get to hold it before I got here. Jesus said, I'm not giving you peace like the world gives you. He said, my peace I give unto you. Amen. What kind of peace is that, preacher? Brother, it's a kind of peace that surpasses all understanding. Amen. It goes beyond any comprehension of the natural mind. It gets above every sickness, every sorrow. Some of you may know what I'm talking about. Brother, if you don't tonight, I hope you get inside. Amen. You listen, thank God. Brother, I begin to think about this scripture here. The psalmist began to write. Listen. person in that first verse. He said, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, and for He is good, and because His mercy endureth forever. He said, let Israel now say, and that His mercy endureth forever. Let the house of Aaron now say, and His mercy endureth forever. Let them that fear the Lord say, that His mercy endureth forever. Amen. I want you to understand this. On the inside of the gate is where you experience the mercy of God, and you realize that it endures all things. Amen. Tonight that it overcasts all things. Tonight that on the inside of the gate, God's mercy is bountiful. It is plentiful. And it surely does endure forever. Amen. Y'all gonna preach me to death this week, I can already tell. And brother, we ain't even got but to the third night and I'm wore slap out. Hey, you pray for me for that. I got so much, I don't know what I'm gonna do with it all. And brother, I don't know whether it's better to have too much or just have a little bit. But I'm gonna tell you this, I found out, and whatever God gives, whether it does me 8 words to preach to a city, hey, some people won't stay at church very long. Amen. Till they'll start looking. Amen. I quit wearing a watch because it's hindering me. Amen. Now don't get mad at me if you wear a watch, but I ain't worn one in about 25 years. I quit wearing them because I'd get to church and I'd do like a lot of people. I'd go... When it got a little long, I started looking down at it, see where we... Hey, listen, I'm not in no hurry tonight. And no, sir, I want to get all God's got for me inside the city. Yes, sir. I didn't get it on the outside. I didn't get peace and mercy out there. But when I come inside, that's where I found this peace, thank God.
Yes, God.
Hey, man. The psalmist here kept writing and said in the 5th verse, I called upon the Lord in my distress, and the Lord answered me and set me in a large place. You know what distress is? Distress is anything that brings stress upon you. But I've never lived in such a day as we live in today, where folks are stressed out on every hand. I seem like everything gets near them, gets above them, gets under them, and squashes them in, and tighten. But the Lord, the psalmist said that was when I cried unto Him, when I felt pressured by everything, when it seemed like it was just closing in all sides, on all sides. In my distress, I called unto the Lord. Amen. And what happened, preacher? The Bible said here, when you feel like you crept in, and you feel like you stressed all about, let me say, on the inside of the city is plenty of room. Amen. How do you know what the Bible said? In my distress, I called upon Him. The Lord answered me and set me in a large place. Well, praise the Lord. And then what happened? The stress left and I got free because I had the peace of God about me. Hey, man. There have been times I felt like flying. Amen. Times I felt like floating a little while. Yeah, you remember when you first got saved? Felt like you was just floating around everywhere. Man, I couldn't wait. Listen, I was 6, 7 years old, and I got saved in the summertime. And the year prior in kindergarten, the biggest boy in our class named Robbie Lyle, he got saved. He come to school, and he was telling us all about getting saved. Well, I went back after that summer, the first day of school, I ran right past Miss Moore, my first grade teacher, and got right up in Robbie Lyle's face. saints. And I said, you know what happened to me this summer? He said, well, I said, I got saved. And I wanted to tell you, you ain't got nothing I ain't got. Amen. Amen. Yeah. Biggest boy in school. He done whooped everybody. I want him to know he didn't get nothing out of him now. Well, I got saved. I want him to know about it. And I felt like I floated right up to him to tell him about that. You know what? It ain't long after that where the stress of this life and the problems of this world begin to swell over us. But I got news for you on the inside, thank God. And brother, if you ever remember who you are and where you come from, and the Lord took you out of darkness and brought you unto His marvelous light, and that you no longer, amen, I'll get back on last night a little bit, and you no longer a stranger, but that you're a fellow citizen. Amen, you're no longer a dog, no more even under the table of crumbs, but got your own seat at the table. Amen, thank God you can eat there continually. And now I've got a place inside the gate tonight.
Amen.
Amen. Inside the gate. Listen, He enlarged my place. The Lord's on my side. The psalmist said, I will not fear. Listen, I ain't even got what I want to preach on yet. This is all just in this sky. I can't help it. The Lord's on my side. I will not fear what man can do unto me. The Lord taketh my part with them that help me. Therefore shall I see my desire upon them that hate me. He said it's better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. I said it's better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in princes. What do you say? When you're on the inside, when you're born again, God, listen, you don't even see that your desire is upon those that are against you. He said, if my ways please the Lord, He'd even make my enemies to be at peace with me. Thank God. I'm glad tonight that God on the inside of the gate where I reside, how God is taking care of me tonight.
Amen.
Taking care of me. You say, preacher, I don't know about that. When my enemies are compassed about me, I feel like I'm as far away from the Lord as anything. And brother, I know what you feel like. I've been there before. Hey man, there's a little old man, a prophet of God, and the Bible by the name of Elisha. And there's down there in Dothan. Y'all remember that? And that scripture where there's down there in Dothan. And there's a little servant boy with him. And the armies of the enemy had him surrounded. Y'all remember that story? And that little servant boy had looked unto Elisha and said, how shall we do? What's going to happen to us? How they bound to whoop us? And old Elisha said, there's more with us than they are against us. Yeah, why, preacher? Why, they weren't on the inside of their own city, but Elisha knew this on the inside of the city. And he said, Lord, open up his eyes. And the Lord opened his eyes and he saw the host of heaven with him. Amen. Did they just show up? No, they've been there the whole time.
Right.
That's why we miss blessings, because we're too considerate of our problems than we are the blessings. Hey man, that little old woman that Abraham's wife, Sarah, put out old Hagar, gave her some water and some bread, and they spent all of it. And the Bible said when they got out there, that little child began to cry. She was afraid she was going to have to watch him die. The Bible said she went and put him over under the bushes and went away from him a little while. And the angel of the Lord came and touched her and said, I've heard the cry of the child. Hey man, what seemed to be the problem? She said, we've run out of water. He said, well, right there is a well. Hey man, I've got a lot of times you get to focus on your problems that you don't even see the blessings of God right before you. God didn't snap his finger and make a well appear. The well was always there. She just had to get out of herself and see what God was showing her. Where's that at? It's inside the gate. It's inside the city. I see where old David, amen, listen, came out there to see his brothers who he looked up to. And they wasn't a fighting. They was sitting on one side of the mountain and the Philistines was on the other. Hey, man. And here come a little ruddy youth. A little old nobody. And they questioned him. And one of his brothers alive said, "Why, I see the naughtiness of your heart." And they didn't know him have no confidence in David. But I will say this, David didn't have no confidence in them. Hey, man. David didn't come out there in the power and strength and the might of God's army that was there. No, sir. No, sir. He come out there in the power and might of God himself. Hey, yes, sir. They said, "What makes you think?" Saul said, "What makes you think? How you can fight this man of war?" He said, "Cause when I was on the backside of the desert, I'm keeping daddy's sheep. I was inside the city. Hey, man. And when the banner came down, I took one of daddy's sheep away from him. And when the lion took him, I took him out of his mouth. I slew the man and the lion, and I'll slay it, giant."
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bless
the
Lord.
Because I'm inside the city. It goes with me everywhere I go.
Yeah.
Amen. Yeah. Didn't I preach last night, mentioned to you about, and I'm living in Canaan now?
Yes, sir.
Hey, man. I'm not waiting to enjoy the blessings of God. I'm enjoying the blessings of God right now. Hey, man, I see over in the New Testament. You say, "Preacher, all that's Old Testament." Sure it is. But I see over in the New Testament, Jesus, I was coming into Nain, the city of Nain. And as he was entering into the city, there was a dead man they were carrying out. They didn't like death inside of their city, so they take him outside the city to bury him. They didn't bury him inside the city, and they buried him on the outside. But listen, I preached a message on that one time. One son was exiting, and one son was entering. Hey, man, and when they met, both of them got up and went back in. Hey, man. Yeah. That son that was dead, when he passed by Jesus, I couldn't stay that way. I'm talking about getting inside the city. Death was going out, but life was coming in. Yeah. And took death and the whole of it and brought the boy back in tonight. Inside the city, that's where there's life.
Yeah.
That's where there's life. Listen, he said here, "Lord, the Lord is my strength, my song," that 14th verse, "and has become my salvation. The voice of rejoicing and salvation is in the tabernacles of the righteous." He said, "The right hand of the Lord doeth valiantly. The right hand of the Lord is exalted. The right hand of the Lord doeth valiantly." And listen, he said, "I shall not die but live and declare the works of the Lord." And he said, "The Lord has chastened me, listen, me sore, but he's not giving me over unto death. But what has he done? He gave me the opportunity to say, 'Open to me the gates of thy righteousness.'" Amen. "And I will go into them," and not just go in. It ain't enough just to go in. That's what the problem is with a lot of people today. Well, they have been just getting it for themselves, or maybe that they're children get it, but they're not concerned with anybody else. But the psalmist said, "When I go in, but I will also praise thee. Hey, man, I'll extol thee. I'll lift your name up so that others might know thee tonight."
Amen.
In the book of the Revelation, and I'm about finished, I'd like to preach a whole lot longer. But I don't know if I'll get to. Revelation 22. Verse 13. He said, "I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end,
the first and the last. Blessed are they that do His commandments, that they may have right to the tree of life. Listen, and may enter in through the gates into the city. For without the city are dogs and sorcerers and whoremongers and murderers and idolaters and whosoever loveth and maketh a lie. Amen. Thank God on the inside is where the peace of God is. On the inside is where life is. On the inside is where happiness is. Brother, but on the outside is sorcerers and dogs and whoremongers. I used to be one of them on the outside of the city. But now I'm no longer one of them that's on the outside. I'm looking in. I'm on the inside looking out. And what are you doing about it? I'm praising Him because I'm no longer on the outside tonight. Amen. Amen. Thank God. If I had enough strength, I'd run a little bit. On the inside. I've never lived in such a day where people don't act like they're inside city dwellers. Never lived in such a day where you go to church and people don't act like they're saved. I remember going to church as a boy and somebody say, "Brother so-and-so, would you pray?" And people would start shouting. I remember a time when at Blue Pond Baptist Church where I was raised at, that on regular Sunday morning meeting, Brother Teddy, we pulled out chairs. I'm not talking about Easter. I'm not talking about homecoming. I'm not about regular Sunday morning meeting. We'd pull out chairs. I remember when people used to love and acknowledge that they were city dwellers.
Yeah.
Country folk that was city dwellers. And didn't have no worries about sharing that with folks. I'm a city dweller. I live inside the gates. Amen. But nowadays, this is the way people go to church.
Yeah. Lord help. Mercy.
Lips pooched out, arms folded. Can't praise God for nothing. Lord, we're out of water. We're going to die out here. We're going to thirst to death. We've run out of bread. Well, there's a way. Lord, this army is going to compass us. We ain't got enough. Open His eyes, Lord. Open His eyes. You know what I want this week while we're having revival? I want our eyes to get open. Amen. Under the blessings of God. Amen. Walk in here. Listen, not that we better than anybody. That's not what I'm talking about. But walk in here like you belong. Step on the ground. Like I talked about Sister Lois last night when she stepped on the grounds of the church. I knew we was going to have a meeting because Sister Lois was a praying woman. And she didn't get to go to church much. But when she did get to come out of her sickness, but I knew God was going to be there. She walked into the church knowing she was in the right place. It bothers me. I'm just going to preach this a minute, okay? It bothers me sometimes. I've been in a bunch of revivals, and it bothers me. You walk in and people looking at you, and they wonder who you are and what you're going to preach and how you're going to preach. And I've been in a place where preachers will do that to you. I mean, they'll look down their noses, and they won't amen your help you or smile at you or nothing until you prove to them that you're a preacher. I got news for you. I didn't come for you or nobody else. I come to praise Him tonight.
Amen.
Amen. Preacher, do you help preachers? Ask somebody.
See, I can't help. I get to rocking in church. I'm like old Leo Mazzone. Y'all remember Leo Mazzone, the old pitching coach? I said, I get to rocking. I can't help it. And I don't just get to rocking back and forth like he did. Sometimes I get to swaying. And I can't help it. I get to feeling. I feel like I'm at home. I can do what I want to do. Amen. Under the direction of the Spirit of God, I lift up my hands. I shout hallelujah. Glory. I'm in the city. And I can praise Him tonight. I don't need nobody's permission. I don't need nobody's backing. Although it helps, I'll just be honest with you. But when I get inside the city, the psalmist said, I'll praise thee. Why? Because all them things I read to you in them 17 verses before he got to that. Amen. I put my trust in the Lord. I have no confidence in man. I put my trust in the Lord. I'll not put my confidence in princes or presidents or governors or towns councilmen or principals. And brother, queens, kings. It don't matter, brother. Hey, we used to sing a song. I believe it's number. I can't remember. Hey, brother, it's in the church hymnal, old church hymnal. And it said, He's my King. Amen. And He is my King tonight. Amen. He'll always be my King. And He's the King over the kingdom and the church. Of the living God, and I'm on the inside of that place tonight. On the outside are dogs and whoremongers, but on the inside, God's people. Did y'all ever do this? Y'all know what I'm about to do? Some of y'all ain't got it. Here's the church. Some of y'all young ones, y'all ain't never done this. We used to do this all the time. I was a boy. Here's the church. Here's the steeple. Open it up. And there's all the people. Amen. Funny things we did as kids, pretty true, ain't they? Amen. I'm on the inside tonight. Come on, get a verse of song. I can't go any further. Boy, I'd like to. I'm on the inside tonight. Are you? Inside the gate. I know we didn't get quite as far, maybe, up in the stratosphere as we did last night, but I got to a good place. Hey, man. Sometimes I'm not too much of a plane flyer, but I've been on a few planes. And the few planes I've been on, listen, I couldn't tell you the difference of where we was at in the atmosphere, whether we were riding low or whether I couldn't tell you. All I knew, I was up. That's the way I am tonight. Hey, man. All I know is that tonight I got up a little bit. Hey, man. And I had to get in them places and go where the Spirit of God is. And God, I'd like to be able to feel His presence and know all over again that I'm in the city tonight. Inside the city. I got about five other scriptures that I'd like to talk to you about being inside the city, but it's just not needful. I feel like God's done with me. Like I told you, I got too much. I had to preach part two of this tonight. But tonight, aren't you glad? Aren't you glad tonight being on the inside? I'll say this and then we'll stand and sing. We'd moved up to Somerville. It's the only time I've ever lived out of Bartlett County. And I'm not sharing this to get any pity or any sympathy. We bought a house up there. We put some money in it and we didn't really get much out of it. And we come back home and things was bad around home. You know, you couldn't get no money out of the bank to buy a house. So we moved into Mama and Papa's old home place. It's four rooms. Not four bedrooms, four rooms. There's four of us. Four rooms in that house. We moved in it and rented it for a while from Mom and Daddy. I'm not ashamed of that. It was some of the best times of our life. But listen, one night I got woke up. They have coyotes out there where Mom and them live, a bunch of them. Man, it sounded like there's 1,000 of them right outside our bedroom window one night. And you know what? I sure was glad I was on the inside. Sometimes I hear them yelping just right outside the window. Sometimes I hear the dogs and barking and the wolves are howling, but I know I'm safe on the inside tonight. Oh, yeah, as long as I'm on the inside, they can't get to me. Thank God, brother. If you ain't on the inside tonight, I'm running to get there. Thank God. Stand with us, wouldn't you? If you need to come for any reason, won't you come tonight?
Number 50.
Let God have His way in your life. Come on, don't wait. Don't wait. Whatever your trouble, God can help you on the inside tonight. On the inside. Come on.
John tells on the sea.
Inside the city is just like saying inside Jesus, in Him, in Him. Paul wrote this down. He said, in Him we live and move and have our being. Inside the city, that's where life is. That's where movement is. Brother Teddy said the other night some of the best meeting they ever had was just him and the Lord. I don't know, I ain't never been a fly on the wall when it was just him and the Lord, but I can't help but believe it might have been a little movement. You ever just sat just plumb still when the Lord come by? I'm honest with you, I can't just sit still. Now I'm still in the way Moses was. Some people say you just need to be still. Like Moses when he said stand still. But listen, when Moses said stand still, they was walking. Go read it, see if I ain't telling you the truth. They hadn't stopped. What he was talking about was them being still in their mind and being still on their thoughts and being still on the Lord, but they're still moving. Because in Him we live and move and have our being. There's a movement to the Lord tonight. There's a movement in God. It's all inside. What about tonight? I don't know anybody's heart or anybody's life. I don't know what you're going through. But the Lord's been giving us some awful good instruction this week. Something that ought to make you smile a little bit. Hey man, and if you ain't smiling, I believe I'd get where I could. Where does your smile come from, preacher? It comes from the inside. Amen. It comes from the inside. What about tonight? Would you come if you have a need, as we say, would you come? Come.
The morning fair, my Lord will come.
My Lord will come. And I shall cease to wait, to wait. But haste to me, the Lord of all, inside the palace gate, inside the gate, at home at last. to watch and wait and wait. All labor's gone, all trials past. Inside the bell is ringing.
Got another verse?
Yep.
Happy time. It won't be long. Our labor will be done, will be done. And I shall sing the victory song. And wear the crown of crown I've won. Inside the gate, at home at last. Those who've watched and waited and waited. All labor's gone, all trials past. Inside the palace gate.
Praise the Lord!
What happened to me? I got the IBC drive truck and about 2 o'clock in the morning, I left out for Birmingham and I left. I got to the top of Six Flags Hill and the Lord got that truck. And I didn't come to myself until I got to the big hill going in to Birmingham. I did not remember one thing that happened. And I'm going to tell you, it's I said, did I run over somebody? Did I run somebody off? No. And me and the Lord, I tell you what, it's something. Hey, man, just to get along with the Lord sometimes. It's good that when you meet together, but I'm glad you don't have to come to church to meet you with the Lord.
Amen.
Right.
Yeah. shake hands.